Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hello, it's Gabriel McBird here. I'm actually currently at Mile End, and today I'm doing a bit of a feature on Nando's. The reason I decided to do this is that Nando's is available pretty much throughout the country. The food is a little bit expensive, but generally quite pleasant. But it's so much easier if you're a blind person than a person with some sight, because, as I hope you'll see, they are very helpful, and they'll certainly guide you. So I'm outside Nando's. I'm about to go in. Hopefully, I'll get picked up by someone fairly quickly. Probably about February, so I don't know if the menu's up to date. We'll see. It's already gone. You see, I've taken to a table, she's going to bring me a menu. So it's a lot better than actually having to find a table, then go up and queue and order your food.
Here's the brown menu for you.
Okay, there's the brown menu. Thanks very much indeed.
Let me know or let someone
know. If you could come back in maybe 5 minutes.
5 minutes, and so that'd
be okay. Brilliant. Yeah. Thanks very much indeed. Cheers. Yes, here's a braille menu, which I'll have a read. Now I'll try and start up the recording when she comes back, because I'll ask if they do a large print one as well. I'll have the chicken extra hot, please.
Extra hot.
So that's the butterfly burger with mash and matcha peas.
Two nuts, one bottomless drink, and that's the extra hot spicy.
Yeah, and I want to pay by card as well, if that's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah. That's brilliant.
I'll place your order now. I will get you the cutlery and ketchup if you like.
Yeah.
Do you like any sauce?
Like
a medium or hot or extra hot sauce?
I'll have a bit of the hot sauce in case I want any more.
Okay, so I'll bring you hot sauce, cutlery, extra plate for bone if you need, gloves. What drink would you like? So I can refill for you.
Yeah, I'll have the Diet Coke, please.
Okay, and the food is going to take about 10-15 minutes.
Yeah, that's no problem, and obviously whatever you want the money, just let me know and I'll give you my card.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot. So that's kind of waiter service. I didn't quite get it all. Really, she came around while I was reading the menu. But it's a braille menu from May 2014 of this year. I've just picked a Nando's, as I say, here at Mile End, but I've been to a few of them when I've had to, and while it's not the cheapest, I mean, the burger with two sides is 11 quid. Having, as you heard, the mash and peas, and I think the drinks are £2.45, but you can drink as many of them as you want, so I'll probably end up having three or four. I'm not sure how much the Portuguese tarts are, actually. To get that, I'll have to look through this menu and find the pudding. I'll look that up in and come back to you in a second. So yeah, I'm just waiting for my food. I suppose it's been about 10 minutes. And she said it would be 10 to 15 minutes. It carries on from here, really. You know, you eat your food and then the person comes up to the table and, you know, you pay. Give your credit card or whatever. I don't mean this to be, you know, it wasn't mean it just goes on and on and on. I just meant to demonstrate the kind of service that you get in Nando's as a blind person, as opposed to, you know, when you wander in there regularly. It's a bit more like eating in a restaurant. And I would argue that they might even be better off doing this for everyone, in all honesty. And you do bring your food to your table anyway, so why not just serve people at a table rather than the counter? It leads to quite a lot less crush and general mess, and it would mean an altogether nicer experience. That being said, it's, about 12:30, I think, now. And this Nando's is certainly pretty busy. It's not as though there isn't competition around it. There's another Asian-style chicken place called Roosters, which I must try at some point. And there is a... Oh, the restaurant around here as well. I'm trying to remember what they are. There's certainly a curry place called Zira. There used to be a Japanese restaurant, but that actually is what became... I think that became the chicken place. And there's a Costa. Okay, that's brilliant. That's excellent. Thanks very much. I will. Yeah, I've used that all now. I will. Thanks very much indeed. There's a person coming with the fodder. So I'm going to go and eat up.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.